helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for May 20th, 2011. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. You can find transcripts from two of my live presentations now available for sale on the website. You'll also find information on one-to-one career consulting. Visit douglasewelch.com/career for more information. Today's show, helping others help you. All of us need a little help in our careers. We need guidance. We need advice. We need support. Unfortunately, many of us don't know how to help others help us. We often go about asking for help in odd ways, or even worse, ignoring or questioning the help we receive. Helping someone is a two-way street, and if you consistently go about it in the wrong way, you will soon find yourself without anyone to help you at all. Write it down. For myself, I know that I can accept someone asking me the same question two or three times, but if they return to me again and again for the same issue, I begin to wonder if there's a deeper problem, one that I can't help solve. That causes frustration in me, and I pull away from helping in later instances. When someone helps you, do everything you can to retain whatever they offer. Learn quickly, and then apply what you've learned. It will keep your support base available for support. Nothing pleases me more than to see someone write something down. This small act shows me that they're trying to store the information for later use at a time when I might not be available. I can almost guarantee that if someone writes something down, they'll never ask me exactly the same question again. Since a lot of the help I give is in the form of email, most of it's already written. Still, sometimes people don't store that information in a way that can be easily referenced and retrieved. They end up asking me for the same information again and again, since it's easier than trying to find their own copy. But that leads to burnout. People are usually quite eager to help others, but a few repeated questions can easily kill off that desire. They can start to feel that their goodwill is being abused rather than appreciated. Remember, their advice, their information, their assistance is a gift. Accept it and use it like one, or it may disappear forever. Take it or leave it. When I'm asked for advice, I do my best to provide great, clear, and useful information. That said, sometimes that advice might not work for the person that's asking for assistance. That's fine. I often tell people that they're free to use or ignore any advice I give. There can be a host of reasons for this. Maybe my experience is different from their own. Maybe they're not ready to take the major steps I suggest or need to take more time to implement them. That's perfectly fine. You should never feel beholden to act on advice you're given. That said, whether you decide to take my advice or leave it, please don't expect me to engage in a debate over my advice. Too often I get replies that go through a litany of, "But what about this and this and this?" Often it seems clear that the person asking had already made up their mind to do something differently and merely wanted someone to agree with and approve of their other decision. If you've already made up your mind on some point or another, please don't waste others' time trying to support your decision. Own your decisions, if you've already made them, and let others get on with their work. We all need to ask for help and advice on occasion. Make it as easy as possible on those you ask. You'll retain a contact, a source of information, and very likely, a friend. Write stuff down. Use or ignore the advice given, but don't ask for advice on the same issue all over again. Thank them deeply for their time. Think of how you would like to be treated when others ask you for advice. Then, do the same when you're asking for help from others. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.